Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today, folks. I'm very excited about the guest and the topic. We have Mr. Patrick Dewar talking about the keys to marketing without money. I can't even imagine where to start on that one. Without money, they do say the best things in life are free. So let's see if that's applicable to marketing as well. Here I am in the Coach's Corner, and I want to share something with you from Og Mandino. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Henceforth, I will repeat these words each hour, each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing, and the action which follows becomes as instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids. With these words, I can condition my mind to perform every action necessary for my success. I will act now. I will repeat these words again and again and again. I will walk where failure fear to walk. I will walk when failures seek rest. I will act now, for now is all I have. Tomorrow is the day reserved for the labor of the lazy. I am not lazy. Tomorrow is the day when the failure will succeed. I am not a failure. I will act now. Success will not wait. If I delay, success will become wed to another and lost to me forever. This is the time. This is the place. I am the person. That by Og Mandino. Folks, you've got three choices in life. Give up, give in, or give it all you've got. You decide what's your choice. There are three kinds of people in the world. People who make things happen, people who watch things happen, people who ask, what happened? And certainly on today's show, our guest knows what it takes to make things happen. He is a man of action, and he does act in the now. Patrick Dewar, what did you think of that quote by Og Mandino and what followed?
Thank you so much, Joyce. That is one of my favorite books of all time, Greatest Salesman in the World by Og Mandino, mm-hmm. and one of the tenets that he teaches throughout the book. It took me 9 months to read that book, and the reason is I read each of those tenets exactly the way that Og set out, three times a day for 30 days. So whether it starts with, I will greet this day with love in my heart, to I will act now, and I will never quit. That is the best principle of selling and persuasion and success that I think anybody's ever put together. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And, you know, it's interesting to me, as always, when I pick something for the Coach's Corner and I kind of focus in on the guest, how that was something you so resonate with, and I had no idea. So I did grow up with that book as well. Very, very good book. So without further ado, who is Patrick Dewar? Well, he says marketing is really about getting your door swinging and your phone ringing. That is it. Results, results, results. Patrick is the host of the television show The Business Spotlight, where he interviews business celebrities in North Texas at his studio. In the course of his interviews, he uncovers their business successes and how they made their claim to fame. Even if you are not sure your story is interesting, Patrick loves to help create an interesting one for your business specific to you. Patrick has over 20 years in professional selling experience, 10 years directing a self-improvement seminar called The Road Adventure, a year with Zig Ziglar as one of his presenters, 2 years as director for Dan Kennedy's Insider Circle Groups, and ran several mastermind groups. His passion is helping others reach their potential. Zig Ziglar always says, you can have anything you want if you will help enough other people to get what they want. And I can speak firsthand for Patrick that he's very supportive, very nurturing, and really is interested and helping each person make for a better life and a better world. Welcome to the show, Patrick Dewar.
Thank you so much, Joyce. That's I appreciate all the kind words.
Go ahead. I'm going to go over to you to hear these keys to marketing without money. The floor is yours.
Well, I appreciate that so much. And when we talk about marketing without money, it really has to do with relationship building. I mean, Joyce, if I was to ask you a real quick question of if you raised your influence, do you think your affluence would go up as well?
Of course.
I mean, yeah, it should go hand in hand that as your influence grows, so does your affluence. Well, most of the entrepreneurs that I know started their career without it being the destiny they pre-planned. In other words, it may have started with, you're fired. Okay. Maybe they didn't say it that way. Maybe they said it, I'm sorry, but the company is going in a different direction. We no longer have a place for you in this company. Here's your severance. Thank you so much. Good luck. Now, I know that there's a few people out there, and it really it seems to be a few, at least the entrepreneurs that I know that started their own business. It was not pre-planned for 3 years with a roadmap in mind and all the rest of it. If you're one of those people, God bless you, and you're in the minority, I believe. Because I think the rest of us had gifts and talents, the acres of diamonds within us, that we had to just go create something out of what we already had within us. You know, when I left Dilbertville is what I call it, I wanted to leave, but I didn't know how. And I'm pretty certain that if you looked out across your audience, how many people that are entrepreneurs or business owners, you know, looked at those days before they started or maybe when they started, and they knew they wanted more, but they didn't know how to create it. And so as the universe has a way of responding to what's in our heart, it gave me government assistance through the form of unemployment for a few months. And you know what? I said, you bet. I'll take it. And then I began to create different workshops out of what I knew already. And I went out in the marketplace and just began to say, hey, there are things in me that can make a difference in others. My first workshop actually was created out of a hobby of mine. I was at a meeting with my wife. She'd become a band booster president. And she literally went in and said, gosh, we got to raise some money because we have none. This is a brand new high school. We have six parents, 160 kids. We got to create something. And they were throwing out ideas, and I said, well, I could teach the kids how to double their reading rate and remember whatever they wanted in high school. We could use it as a fundraiser, you know, charge kids $40 or something and have the parents come for free. And, of course, they turned around and went, okay. I went, oh, crap, now I got to go create it. And the parents got more out of it than the adults. So the beginning steps of marketing without money, the first key is really look around you and see who can help you create this destiny that you want to have in your life. Because most of us, you need to create something that generates just enough money to handle the bills that you already have. And then you're creating some form of success and affluence from the influence that you create. So the first thing to do, I say, is look around and get on LinkedIn, get on Facebook, see who you can connect to, and not so much say, hey, how can you help me, unless you're talking to Joyce Berry, and then you just say, how can I hire you? That's a pretty good question to ask, don't you think, Joyce?
Absolutely. You got that right.
You know, it's because the fact is, yes, it's great to purchase wisdom. Some of us have to purchase it the hard way, which I think is a very unfun way. And then there's somebody that could hire you and purchase a lot of wisdom very affordably and get them way down the road to where they want to be. So that's a form of finding who can help you get there. The other is to look within your circles of influence that you already have created in your business and in your life. And then there are some people that you want to be in your circle of influence that you really want to go to them and ask them, how can I help you get where you want to go? See, that's first sowing giving. That's first literally offering a hand up even when you don't have much to go on other than maybe you could introduce them to 10 of your friends. You know, for a lot of people, that would mean an extra sale or two for that other person. And it would mean them opening their circle of influence to you. And that's what you really want. And you don't go in there with a coercive give to get. You go in there with the attitude of give to give. And don't worry about the vacuum, because I guarantee you it creates a vacuum in the universe that the universe has to fill. And I'm not trying to go out in the ether or anything. I'm just talking about just, you know, entropy and first law of thermodynamics and stuff, or whatever it is, second law, that talks about that energy transfer. So the idea is that give first. But the one thing I encourage, and this leads right into the second key, is give first but have hooks. In other words, give first but have Velcro and stickiness to the relationship. In other words, you give, and then you're finding ways to attach them to you and you to them. Sometimes it's just a matter of being able to offer something on your website or out in social media. And there's so many tools now to create that on Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn and all these other ways that you sow into a group, and then you begin to develop relationships. Because to me, relationships are diamonds, and I just don't throw any diamonds away. How about you, Joyce? Do you throw diamonds away?
Absolutely not.
Not this week. You know, it's so the idea is keep your relationships and touch them, okay? Reach out and find ways to be a benefit. One of my favorite emails is to reach out to somebody and say, who do you want to know? I have three friends. I'd love to introduce you to, you know, 2.5 of them, right? No, actually, I have a lot more than them. My point is that give first and have hooks to the relationship where you want to, you know, those that you want to keep in your life that you do. And then there's a number of other things, and I know I've probably gone almost 15 minutes, so I'm just want to make sure.
Oh, don't
are we
concern
doing okay,
yourself
Joyce?
With the Wait, Patrick, don't concern yourself with the time. It's just a guideline. You're doing great. I'm finding it extremely interesting what you're talking about. So do not concern yourself.
Well, no worries. So the one thing that I would ask is, you know, in your world, Joyce, you give first every day, don't you? Monday
yes.
through Friday, you create this, right?
Yes.
And this is an effort to do what? To create a relationship with who?
With people, anywhere,
yeah.
everywhere, and make a difference.
And make a difference. You hand out warm fuzzies every day. You're always giving out something that's positive and uplifting and edifying and really trying to add value to the listeners' lives, right?
Of course.
So with that in mind, I mean, that's that give first and have hooks. You know, your archives are a library of wisdom that anybody could just check in on. And then you have coaching hours and things of that nature that they could hire you for. So that's a way that they can develop a better relationship with you. When I move into the next area, it's the area of targeting. If you're an entrepreneur, think like an archer, not a bird hunter. Okay? For those of you that get that analogy at all, the archer has one arrow going after one single object at a distance. Okay? So they highlighted in the internet universe that would be a keyword or a service that literally changes, you know, is really about their entity and what they bring to the marketplace. So they've targeted specifically. The shotgun is just you're going out there in the scattergun effect and you're blurring yourself. And it reminds me of the networking meeting where I hear this guy stand up and in Texas, this is the way it would sound. I'll sell insurance. And I want everybody that breathes still, because that's the only people that can buy my insurance policy. Now, in the networking group, for one, everybody kind of goes, you don't get it. But even beyond that, that person has disappeared. If he was to sit there and say, I sell insurance to dentists in the North Dallas area that have at least 12 employees. Now somebody can go, I have a dentist that has 12 employees. You see how that targeted and that clarified and that created a laser? And all he does is come back with a new guy the next week. I'm looking for, you know, a chiropractor that has 3 employees in the Frisco area. And you know what? There is one. And that may seem a little bit refined, but the fact is that the more you get your target clarified, the easier it is for the rest of the universe to identify them. You know, I believe that the universe responds to a specific request. I want success. Okay, that's not clear at all. I define success as this, now all of a sudden it changes your universe. You know, that's all I'm trying to say. So when we talk about targeting, make sure that you think in terms of the keywords that people are searching for. There's all kinds of tools that you can get for that. Just whatever works for you. I've seen, you know, you can go to do the Google keyword ad the AdWords keyword, Google's AdWord toolkit. They've got that. And that's one way that you can find a great deal of information about the keywords that are good. There are some other ones that are out there. I've seen something that Ryan Dice put out that was really good on keywords, and it's called Fresh Key. So that's another one. It costs probably $10 to get the software, but it's a good tool. So anyways, I'm going to move on, but I mean, the idea is that the better you understand your keywords, the better you understand your target, the better that other people can see what you're looking for and can refer you. Next up is...
Wait, Patrick, before you go on, I want to just get this. On Google, you Google in AdWord. Is that A-D-W-O-R-D, one word or two?
It's one word, AdWord, and then tool. And you'll see it show up.
And what kind of tools are they giving you? I
wasn't
clear.
Basically, you're just looking. The Google AdWord tools are helping you identify the keywords that are good for your company. What I really do is I'm a Dallas video SEO company. Okay. Because in Dallas, that's the best place to come to get on my show. However, people fly in from other parts of the country, too. It's just that, you know, when I'm trying to target on in the Google area, that would be something that I would be competing for. A lot of competition in that area, and most of my clients hear me on something or hear me speak or read something that I do or see one of my videos, and that's how they connect to me. But that's the idea is that I get what
but
I
going
really
back
do
to Google, when
you
type in AdWord, what will come up in that grouping? It'll say tools, and then it'll give you an idea. That I find that a very good tool to have. I just want to make sure that I have it right. You also mentioned Pinterest. I've heard of it, but what exactly is that?
Pinterest is a... it's more of like a picture pinning type of thing, but I pin my videos up there as well. It tends to be very attractive for women predominantly, probably 60-65% of the audience is women, maybe more than that actually, but that's the number that kind of sticks in my head. So it's predominantly women, predominantly between the age of 55 and below. It's a very picture-oriented community, and you type in, you can search for anything, and you can find almost any video. So it's like your life in pictures, or the things that you're really interested in. So if you went to mine up there, it'd have cool cars, and it has some great speakers, and it'd have some most of my shows, and it might show some things that I think are really cool in the way of, you know, homes and stuff like that. It's kind of what I think is pretty. And what I enjoy learning from and being about part of. It is just another vehicle. And some people think, well, gosh, don't we have enough of those? We got Facebook and we got LinkedIn. What do we need? Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and. I mean, they go on and on. You know what? Let me give you a really good key for marketing without money. Find out where your ideal client likes to play, and go get in that playground, okay? So if you wanted to, meet people that are really wealthy, find out become a member of the country club in your area. Now, some people can't afford to do that, but actually, with some companies like Club Corp and some of the others that are out there, for like $100, you can be a member that's a social member that can go to any of the clubs in the DFW area. And they probably have, Club Corp probably has things like that all over the country, where you can become a social member in any of several country clubs in your area. And then you want to find out what the social events are that you could join, that you could be a part of. Why? Because the people that have the money that can afford you, if you're selling a higher-end ticket like a high-end coaching package like you have, Joyce, or some of the other things that are out there, well, maybe you need to be in front of people that can write a check for that and not hurt over it. So, again, it's find the people, find out where your ideal client hangs out, and maybe it's Pinterest, and maybe it's Facebook, and maybe it's LinkedIn. It doesn't matter. So find out where they are and then engage with them. Develop a relationship.
On a lighter note, Patrick, I just had to share this. There's a great classic movie, How to Marry a Millionaire, with Betty Grable and Marilyn Monroe, and it's exactly about that. These girls didn't have a dime, and they managed to have an incredible penthouse apartment by wheeling and dealing. And it was all about being where they would find the kind of man they wanted to marry. It's a real fun classic. They just played it the other day, and that's what made me think of that.
I'm going to have to watch that. I'm going to have to watch that now, because I'll probably pick up some great marketing tips.
It was incredible. It was really real. How they had absolutely nothing, and their lifestyle of living just by being so, you know, clever and creative. So as you were speaking, I couldn't help thinking about that, How to Marry a Millionaire with all the superstars of yesteryear.
Well, again, they probably did most of the things that I'm talking about just organically. Great. There are a lot of greatsters in the area and coaches that I know of that they do this already. Joyce, you do it. You do it all the time. You use your social media. You use your radio show. You're always trying to find ways to sow and give first and create a relationship. I mean, these are the things that are keys that anybody could do. It just takes a little bit of energy to create it, you know, and then even learning how to use your website properly. You know, one of the things that a lot of people don't get is that they as entrepreneurs or as business people at any level, whether you got a home-based business or you've got more than that, they go out there and they play on social media by spending hours a day on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all these different places, and they hunt around out there. And they interact with a couple of people, and a certain amount of that is fine. But one of the things that's the big mystery that most people just don't catch is that you need to use your website as your publishing center. You see, if I interact with somebody out on Facebook, they don't have any way to directly connect to my website unless I give them an opportunity to do so. So when I share my videos of the TV show, I literally cut it up into a lot of pieces, and I'll put it on my website, and then I'll drive it from my website out to Facebook, out to LinkedIn, out to Twitter, out to other places. And the reason is that I want them to engage with my website. I want them to see the show on my website or my client's website. Okay? So that's all I'm doing, is I post it on my blog first, and then I create a unique URL, and then I drop it into the social media. Now, one of the tools that I use that a lot of people, you know, I've seen some that are free and some that are not. The one I use costs maybe $13 a month. It's called OnlyWire. Great tool for putting a single post on 16 or 17 or more, if I wanted, other social media sites instantaneously. I post it once on Only after I post it on my website, I post that post on OnlyWire, and it publishes it from there. And then another one that I heard of the other day was called If This Then That. So what is that? If this, like, it, IT, I can't remember, but it's like that. It's an if this, then that, ITTI or something, or ITTA. You can Google it. I guarantee if this, then that.
While you Google it, Patrick, while you do that, I just want to refer people to my website, and then we'll go to yours. So I'll give you a chance to do that. Folks, my official website is joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarrie.com. And you should be listening to this show every day through joycebarrieandfriends.com. And here's why, in the words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, it takes a partnership with you and I to have that happen, to be the number one radio show. And how you can play along in that game is going to Joyce Barrie, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. That is our homepage for this radio show. And right under my picture, you click on follow, and you'll be given an email every day from Blog Talk Radio on what the show is about, the topic, the guest, so you'll have all that information. I just want to say that one of our latest followers is in the chat room now. Hi, Angel. Glad to see you're enjoying the show. And you mentioned here in the chat room that you're going to rewatch How to Marry a Millionaire. I certainly rewatched it, hadn't seen it in decades, and I loved it. With all the superstars, as I said. And a heartfelt thanks for becoming a recent follower. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Glad to see you right in the chat room right after you became a follower, so you know what it is that we're doing today, and you'll find out what we're doing every day. Back to you, Patrick.
Thank you so much, Joyce. I was sitting there looking at the if this, then that, and that is IFTT.com. So that's like Indian friend Tom, or if this, then that.com. It's a free service from what I understand, and it connects your social media with the ability to post from your website out to the social media. That's just a way that is smart in posting and promoting what you're doing. Now, one of the other keys, though, that's really important is that
Patrick,
realize
Patrick, excuse
that,
me, how many T's were in there? IFTT.com?
No, there's three T's. So it's IFTT. Think of if this, then that. So IFTTT.com.
I love this information. I'm writing everything down. Thank you.
Well, I figure that, you know, I can show everybody everything I'm doing, and I realize that some people that can't afford what I do for others they're going to take what I'm doing and maybe they can get to where they could afford me someday. It is work. I'm not saying, you know, marketing without money is not marketing without work. It's lots of work because you don't have people to hire to do the other stuff. So you got to do what you can do. And the thing that I would encourage anybody that's listening to do is not sit there and go, well, I already do that. Wrong way to look at this conversation. Look at what you're not doing. Because if you're not creating the results that you want, wouldn't it make sense to look for what you're not including? You know, what's the one idea you could use that we're giving? And in fact, listening to Joyce every day, what's the one thing that she offers that maybe you're not already doing that you could add value to? Years ago, I had a conversation with a guy that was third in charge of Motorola. He was third down from Bob Galvin, who used to be the CEO at the time and the chairman. And I said, what's the most valuable tip you could give somebody at my age? And I was like 24 at the time. And he said, I read continuously. I am always looking for ways to make things better, do it better, because I know that if I spend $15 on a book, or now it'd be an e-book or a Kindle or whatever, on a piece of information, even if there's just one good idea in the whole book, at his level, that meant millions of dollars. Well, at our level, maybe it means hundreds of dollars, but it means hundreds of dollars that you get to reinvest in your own success. So, again, the thing that I want to encourage you to realize is that today, while we're talking, Joyce is creating content. Why is she creating content? Because Google has become that plant from Little Shop of Horrors. Do you remember that, Joyce? That plant that stood up and went, feed me.
Yes.
Okay? So, yeah, so that's what Google has become. Feed me all the time, every day. You can't give it enough content. I mean, I'm a content machine. Joyce, you're a content machine. And Google says more. Give me more. And so you got to sit there and say, okay, I can only do so much. But what I can do, I will post. So you want to give it content whenever you can. A couple of times a week would be awesome. They'd like it three times a day. But for most of us, we actually have to, like, do something for a living. We can't just write for a living only. So, again, think in ways that you can create content. Well, what I love about what you're doing, Joyce, is that you're using audio, but they've got they got pictures and stuff like this on Blog Talk that's up there and things like that are sharing, kind of reiterating you, and they give you the embed code and you can use it. And that's awesome, and Google loves that. But Google really loves video. I mean, YouTube is a big toy for Google. And, in fact, here's a writer downer. If you want Google's love, you got to play with Google's toys. You think about that, YouTube is a big toy for Google. So use YouTube. Create your own channel. It's free. Create content. How do you do that with video? Well, everybody could use a camera or something, but you know what? Most computers now have cameras built into them. Google Plus, one of Google's other toys, has the ability to do a thing called a Hangout. Hangout is free. I like free. And I can sit there, and if I was interviewing Joyce on a Hangout, Joyce and I's face would be on there, and we'd be talking back and forth. If we wanted to minimize our face and maximize maybe our screen, maybe we're working through a PowerPoint or something. But we're creating video content, and it is automatically going live on YouTube, and it's going to be available forever on your YouTube channel. Now, one of the things that a lot of people don't get is that there are some really cool toys that you can use that's right there on Google that can enhance your visibility, one of which is when you're doing a Hangout. If I was, now this might sound a little geeky, but I'm going to go geeky. Is that all right, Joyce? Can I talk geek a little bit? So I'm going to assume that's yes. So the idea is that if I, go ahead, Joyce.
No, go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Okay. So the one thing I wanted to do is just say, if you and I were on a Hangout, I would literally pull the embed code off of the page that I was on before we hit record, and then I would post it on my website, and then I would publish that post, and then I would take that post and drop it into OnlyWire, and it would go out to 16 different social media sites with an invitation to come and watch the live show now. And then once the show was complete, it would already be on those sites for people to watch at any time. Very cool, very powerful, because the thing is that once I've done all that and the sharing starts, I go live with you and I, and we start talking face-to-face and, or sharing our information. And that becomes a YouTube video, and that you can then promote and share and encourage others to view. Yes, it's kind of a low-end ticket, but the idea there is to create massive amounts of content, create content continuously. There's a couple more points that I feel like I've been in a bit of a diatribe. Are there any questions that you have or any of the audience has, Joyce?
They're complimenting you in the chat room that they're enjoying the show and liking you, but there are no questions. But I'm trying to keep up with you because, believe it or not, having a different guest every day, a different topic, a different show, I've learned so much from you. The first thing I want to compliment you on, you made a very good point. There are people that come from, I heard it all, I've done it all, I know it all. We can't teach those people or offer them anything. But as a decades-long seminar leader, I discovered that the most powerful people, the most successful people are taking courses and things that they're most successful at. For example, the top salesmen in a company were taking my sales courses. And when I would say, well, why are you taking this course? You're the one winning all the trips. You're the one that's top in your company. I was always secure enough to be able to pose those questions. And invariably, the answer would always be, if I learn one thing at this seminar, one way to close that I didn't think of, it'll be worth being here all day. And that is so true. And I always listen that way. If I just learn one thing, then it's all worth it. And I've learned so much from you already. My question is just to keep up with you. I'm fascinated by IFTTT.com. It's a free service, but what is it offering? I didn't quite get what it's offering.
So in the old days, a year and a half ago, maybe it was 2 years ago, in order to promote my website, I would have to pull the URL for a post and drop it onto Facebook and drop it onto Twitter and drop it onto LinkedIn and drop it onto Pinterest. Okay, so I'm doing a lot of manual crud is what I'd call it. This eliminates that. You post it once on your website, pull that URL, drop it into a program like IFTTT or OnlyWire or Hootsuite, though I've heard some interesting things that they get the SEO authority out of it, not you, so I don't use Hootsuite. Somebody that uses Hootsuite can teach me how to learn it or do it right, but, you know, so I use OnlyWire. IFTTT, the idea is that it takes that one post and it automatically, mechanically drops
it. I understand that now. That's what I thought OnlyWire does that. That's why I got confused.
Yeah.
So you have two sites that do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And there are probably a lot more. I mean, literally, these things are coming out, you know. One of the services that I've heard that's not free that is done a great job for a lot of people on video distribution is a program that Michael Koenig put out, and he had, it's called Instant Customer, and that started with a previous generation, and it was, I'm having a brain burp, but it basically was a tool, so Instant Customer, Michael Koenig, if you Google those, and I will right now. But the idea is that if you want Michael's last name? It's Koenig, and it's spelled kind of strange. It's like K-O-E-N-I-G, and I'm sure if somebody is in your chat room, they probably know him. And, you know, I'm sorry, Mike, I love
you.
I don't know how to spell your last name. Let me think real quick. I've got it. Instant customer. I'm sorry about this. I'm trying to do
No, that's okay.
Really,
while you're doing that, you led me to the question that I had, so I just wanted to frame it. If only wire does multiple, why would I need only wire and IFTTT.com? That's where you confuse me. If provides that service, why do I need two?
You don't. Choose the one that you like best.
That's where you lost me.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, the Traffic Geyser is a program that Michael Koenig put out years ago. It's still in existence, and it does a good job for video distribution. And that is a fee distribution. There are some other things that are out there. They're kind of glitchy sometimes. So usually in video distribution, I actually have a team that does that for me so that I know that something goes up. I know that it's got the right keywords. I know that it's got a good description. And that's how we've created almost 80,000 video links for the guests that have been on my show. But that's the idea. It's just creating something that gets it out there to lots of different video distribution sites. And video's king. That's the only reason I'm harping on that. So, yeah, as far as OnlyWire versus IFTTT, do the one that you like the best. If an IFTTT, I've never used it. I just found out about it recently, and I thought, you know what? I'm like you, Joyce. If there's a better way, a less expensive way, something I can learn. I am a constant student at what I do. So,
I am as well. Patrick, why don't you tell people how they can reach you, your website? You're doing a really wonderful job today. So why don't you let people know how to find you?
Well, thank you so much. Actually, I'm pretty simple to find. If you go to DOERTV, like television, .com, DOERTV.com, and that's my website. Check out my blog. It has all the YouTube videos there. If you want to see my YouTube video channel, it's actually my full name, which is Patrick, DOUGHER.TV, and that takes you to my video channel, my YouTube channel, and then
that was the question in the chat room, Patrick. What is the name of that YouTube channel? That's what they're asking for those videos.
Yeah, Patrick DOUGHER.TV is that you can go to YouTube and search my name, but this is just a forward straight to my channel. And we've got some shows that have almost 50,000 views, and some that have like 10,000, and some that have a few hundred or less. The idea is that I create something that is a valuable tool for my guests, and we do some promotion and some help to try to get it viewed. We can actually create a whole lead gen program for people, but for a lot of people, they have their own marketing kind of people, and so we hand all the video to them, and they use it any way that they want. So the idea is to create content in mass for the guests that have been on the show. There are two last points that I'd love to cover real quick, if I could, for the seven keys, and I'll blow through them, and then we can talk more. Would that be all right, Joyce?
Yeah, but keep in mind we're running short on time. I could do this with you for another 2 hours, but we are running short on time.
These are short. The issue is this. You've got to learn how to speak in public, okay? You and I, we love to get behind a mic, a camera, or whatever. It's always good. We didn't maybe always have that skill. It developed. But the idea is that we can talk about what we do. Now, we have been trained. There is Toastmasters for people that want to work at it for about a year. Dale Carnegie has a two-day intensive. Ziegler, the corporation, has a two-day intensive. Brian Flanagan at Flanagan Training has a two-day intensive where they basically internalize a year and a half of Toastmasters in 2 days. And, yeah, they cost a bit, maybe a couple thousand bucks or less. I guarantee you it's the best investment you'll ever do in your life. When I was with Ziegler, I got certified in that. I love presenting that workshop. I don't really anymore. I defer things over to Brian because he's the guy who taught me. And so that's a great one. The last thing I want to encourage people to do is find or create your own mastermind group. That mastermind concept, of course, comes out of Thinking Grow Rich, getting 5 or 7 people around you that are playing the game of business ownership at a level that's above you would be preferable so that you could learn from them, or at least at your level, and so that they can help you solve issues that are going on in your life. 4 questions you want to answer in a mastermind group, or how's it going? What would you like
to
do?
I'm pretty clear. I just want to say one thing. If you want private lessons in public speaking, I do that in my coaching programs as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I didn't know that. I am so sorry.
No, I know you didn't know. That's okay.
I would not have even said that.
That's totally okay. And the other thing is about developing the skills. Of course, they can be taught. They can be developed. But for me, I always said I was born in front of the room. It was a natural God-given gift where I was doing public speaking and really acknowledging it's the number one fear. When you look at any of these surveys, it's the number one fear. Yet it was a gift to me. So I didn't take classes. I just learned it by doing what comes naturally. So I just wanted to share that. And you
well,
are
you
masterful.
You are the gifted one. You are gifted.
And you're a great speaker. But it is a gift. It is a gift that I feel very blessed for. Folks, my official website, Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. You'll find out all about my seminar programs, my coaching, my trainings. I go into companies and work with staff and executives. That's all in Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. Articles I've written, countless testimonials. Let me share a few with you now.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Put radio show in the subject line. I give those emails my uppermost priority, and I'd be happy to give you a free consult to see if you resonate with having your own success coach and to see if you resonate with having your own home-based business. So feel free to send me that email with your name, phone number, and best time to reach you. I'd be very interested in hearing from you, what you thought of the show, and any way that I can be of service to you. Back to you, Patrick. Keeping in mind, we just have a few minutes to wrap this whole thing up.
Well, no worries. Usually, when I was talking about the mastermind group, I just encourage people to get together with 5 to 7 people, ask 4 questions, get the answers, and help each other win. And the 4 questions are: How are things? You know, what's going on? And then, what is it that you'd like to see in that business? What's in your way, and what would it mean if that got out of your way? And then the group goes to work on what's in the way. And the other thing I would say to anybody listening is, by all means, hire Joyce. Contact her, connect with her. You know, yes, this is an unpaid solicitation for Joyce. And the reason is that I believe in her. I've seen her create massive success. How many times has this thing been downloaded? Like 500,000 times or something?
Over 500,000 hits on the different shows, yes.
It's not bad.
And that's just the beginning for what my goals are, I will say that. My goal is to, it's a worldwide show, so my next marker is to hit 1,000,000.
Well, you're going to do it. You're going to do it in record time, too. I know that. And, folks, I just encourage you to connect to Joyce. If you're going to connect to her, don't just say, hey, I want to be on your show. Say, what can I do to help your show? Take her show. Share her show. Put it on social media. Say it's the greatest thing you listen to this week, maybe in your lifetime, and that you listen to Joyce and you listen to her guests because you want to learn something. I'm honored to be able to be on the show and just share a few points and a few tips because I like to sow good things. You know, I didn't give my email. It is easy to remember. It's patrick@doersuccess, doersuccess.com. And you could email me. I would say put radio show in the topic line. I'll read that first. And by all means, do whatever Joyce says because she is the epitome of marketing without money because she doesn't have to use a lot of money to do what she's doing, but her impact is growing every single day.
And what I want to say about Patrick, first of all, thank you for that. That was unsolicited and a delightful surprise. But he definitely, definitely walks the talk. As soon as we connected, he's immediately thinking of what guests does he want to refer to be on the show. How can he help me? What way can he be of service? So exactly what he's telling you to do, he does. And I was extremely impressed with him. So I didn't book him for one show. I booked him for two shows immediately. So he definitely walks the talk and the I will act now, and he does. Patrick, what are your kind of closing words here?
You know, I love the way you open the show, and I would encourage you to do the same. And that is, for anybody listening to this, I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. That means take action. Contact Joyce. Connect with me. Find a way to be a benefit to those around you. Zig said it really good a long, long time ago. He said, "If the origin of sales, that word, is servant." So when you meet people, when you come into the marketplace, think of how can I serve you? How can I help you get where you already want to go? And then that would have meant that today's conversation could have had an impact in your life to make you a better servant, a better salesperson, a better everything to the people that you touch. And you will literally create magnificent results that way. Thank you so much, Joyce, for letting me be with you today.
And thank you, Patrick. As I said, you did a great job. You're more than welcome to come back multiple times. We've already got you scheduled for the next show. I just want to say this. There's one show for people who want to find out more about me, and in our archives on April 4th, where Beverly Nadler interviewed me so people would get insight into who I am and my background. So that was her suggestion, and I took her up on it. And it's a wonderful interview, and you'll find out things like literally I was one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker. So I certainly know what it is to have a sales background. I've always been in sales. I was very successful at it. So I invite you to hear that interview on April 4th, and it also talks about my never, ever give up philosophy and how I talk about an airplane that was taxiing way out of the runway and I had it turned around to come back and get me. It's an incredible story, my favorite story. So I do believe I walk the talk as well because that's what's really important. When you have a mentor, when you have a coach, you want to make sure that they are an action person and that they walk the talk. Patrick, to say it was a pleasure having you today is an understatement, and I really appreciate you, and I took tons of notes here, and I love learning from the guests, and I certainly did learn a lot from you. Anything on a final note, final note?
I guess I would just say listen to you more. I'm so thankful. I just appreciate all that you do and all that you are, and what you're bringing to the marketplace. And I just hope, pray, and bless you with so much more success. I can't wait till you hit the million listens mark. I know that it's going to be in record time because you're doing an amazing thing, amazing gift. Thank you so much, Joyce.
And thank you. And folks, you're all invited to celebrate our fourth year anniversary of this show in the first week in June. There'll be a wonderful anniversary show. And it's 6 years I'm with Blog Talk Radio, and the first two with three very powerful men. I was the female voice of that show, and then I started my own show in June, 4 years ago. So we will be celebrating our anniversary. Folks, go out and celebrate your contacts, your resources, your opportunities. Celebrate the miracles that will surely come your way in your life if only you are open and if you believe. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I wanna listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun. She's a coaching sensation for not just me or you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.